This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosted the Dharam Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh yesterday, marking the completion of the temple's construction. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood.
Aaj sampurna Bharat, sampurna Vishwa Rammaya hai. Har Ram bhakt ke hriday mein advitiya santosh hai, asim kritagyata hai, apar alaukik anand hai. सदियों के घाव भर रहे हैं, सदियों की वेदना आज विराम पा रही है, सदियों का संकल्प आज सिद्धि को प्राप्त हो रहा है, आज उस यज्ञ की पूर्णाहुति है जिसकी अग्नि 500 वर्ष तक प्रज्वलित रही।
Later, Prime Minister Modi participated in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji at Kurukshetra in Haryana. He offered prayers on the occasion. During the program, Mr. Modi released a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. The nation is celebrating Constitution Day today. The theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. The main function will be held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will attend the event. The President will lead the reading of the preamble of the Constitution. During the program, the translated version of Constitution of India will be released in 9 languages, including Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia, and Assamese. A commemorative booklet, Bharat Ki Samvidhan Se Kala Aur Calligraphy, will also be released. A correspondent reports that this year marks the 76th anniversary of adoption of its constitution. New Delhi has stated that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality. In response to media queries regarding statements made by the Chinese Foreign Ministry, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the issue of the detention of any Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh has been taken up strongly with the Chinese side. The Indian citizen was holding a valid passport and transiting through Shanghai International Airport on her onward travel to Japan. Mr. Jaiswal said the Chinese authorities have still not been able to explain their action, which was in violation of several conventions. He further stated that the action by the Chinese authorities also violate their regulations that allow visa-free transit up to 24 hours for nationals of all countries. Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy Rajiv Ranjan Singh will confer the National Gopal Ratan Award 2025 on the occasion of National Milk Day in New Delhi today. During the event, a series of key initiatives aimed at strengthening the livestock and dairy sector will be launched. These include the inauguration of breed multiplication farms, the launch of guidelines for minimum requirements of veterinary infrastructure in India, and the launch of Basic Animal Husbandry Statistics 2025, providing updated and comprehensive data for policy planning. The UAE government will introduce new digital accounting and auditing regulations in the coming month, a move aimed at expanding the role of chartered accountants and accelerating the sector's technological shift. The announcement was made by Abdullah Saleh Al-Hamadi, Director of the Auditors Department at the Ministry of Economy and Tourism, during 43rd Annual Convention of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. The International Cricket Council has announced the schedule for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026. And that's the end of the news bulletin.